This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday, as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last week. Did you get the bird out, Russ? He's still hanging around.
Working on. He's out of the studios.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he came in. Came shooting through my studio and almost got in my hair. My hair! Get it away! Yeah, we have a hole in the side of the building. It comes into the roof, and then it likes to fly around in the studios.
You know, and this is a problem we have periodically, and gee, I really need to patch that hole up, and it would cost all of $10.
Yeah, no.
I'm busy doing something else. Until the next time.
Stupid bird. Anyway, we have items sent to us from Cody, Wyoming, and they include a traffic stop on Rumsey. Drivers cited for no insurance and a warning for blue light to front. Blue light to front. Citation issued. So I don't know why you would have a blue light in the front of your car.
It looks so cool.
I guess so.
Everyone will look at my car and say, wow, I want one too.
Yeah. Assist other agency, probation and parole. Subject tested positive for meth. Needs a citation. Definitely needs one.
Maybe a good smack as well. You idiot.
Let's see, dogs, intoxicated subject, Robert Street. RP says there's a female who appears to be intoxicated wearing a fur coat. Position unable to locate. So,
drunk, but stylish.
Yeah, I guess. Assault at Mountain View Manor, a female, disposition to animal shelter. What?
Oh, I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot
I have no
ball.
Idea what that is. So, miscellaneous assistance, Wyoming Avenue. RP would like to know why he wasn't notified when the primary caregiver of his children was arrested. His position, assistance, Kevin.
Is that their job?
Yeah, that's that once again is a Leave It to Beaver episode. So I remember. That came on. Ward.
So. When the Department of Family Services burst into the Cleaver house?
Yeah,
I don't remember
was.
That one.
It was. Let's see. Assist other agency. Underage smokers. Cody Middle School. Disposition. Citation issued. So watch out. Middle schoolers, stay away from that stuff.
You know, yeah.
So, underage smokers, too, could be a report of somebody with a vapor pen,
possibly,
too, Russ.
Possibly.
They put them in the same category. Well, smoke, even though it's vapor. So
I try not to dispense too much advice to young people because they don't listen anyway. But
yeah.
I will always tell them two things that will follow you around for a long, long time. Don't mess up your credit and don't start smoking.
Yeah, don't start smoking. Miscellaneous assistance, Alger, up at Lake Speak, an officer in reference to his brother causing problems at their mother's house. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. That happened in my house quite a bit when I was growing up.
Like every day.
Yeah. Road hazard blockage, Riverview Drive, vehicle smoking from the hood. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
Was it a middle school car?
I don't know. Mm. It could have been vaping from the hood. You don't know. You don't. Traffic stop at Majestic Lube. Arrested for driving under suspension. So, very majestic, though.
Man!
suspicious activity on Highway 120. A suspicious vehicle. It looks suspicious, so I don't know. Intoxicated subject at the Bunkhouse Apartments. RP says that her intoxicated boyfriend just broke into her house. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. But it's still her boyfriend, Russ.
I love you.
Yeah, she ain't going to break up with him till after Valentine's Day.
And it better be a good present, too.
he won't remember. Yeah. So, yeah, he's too drunk. So, let's see. Disturbance on 11th Street. RP stated below listed subject. Breaking things and being aggressive. Disposition. C case. Doesn't like this guy being aggressive at all.
No.
So, breaking things is pretty aggressive, I guess. So, disturbance, 11th Street, RP State's listed subject, throwing things and attacking his wife. Disposition, C case. So
lots of throwing, breaking, and I imagine cussing.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Suspicious activity, Central Avenue. RP says he has been doing work in the area and has noticed a newer model Ford pickup, maroon in color, that hangs out there sometimes. Disposition, gone on arrival. So the truck drove away off Central Avenue.
Hmm.
You know, because it's the one pickup truck in Wyoming that's on Central.
Sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Drug-related, Cedar Mountain Apartments. RP like her apartment search due to the listed male having lived there. Disposition. Assistance given. It's like, well, why can't you search the apartment?
I need a professional. Somebody who's professionally nosy.
So this guy who used to live there, I think he was a drugger. So, welfare check, 29th Street. RP requesting a welfare check on a female saying people are hacking into her phone. RP would like a call back, leave a message if not there. Disposition, assistance given. So, not sure how you hack into someone's phone, right?
Yeah, it's beyond my capabilities, too. And maybe all she needs is just a little adjustment to the tinfoil hat.
That could be, too. Well, I'm going to check my settings on my phone because I don't want to be hacked either. Yeah. So, liquor law other at the Aquatic and Rec Center. RP says the listed individuals had a beer bottle in their backpack that broke when they were running through the rec center. Disposition, CK. Well, at least they're getting some exercise, though, at the rec center. At least they're running.
And the guy fell to his knees. My beer!
Yeah, and then, why do you have one beer bottle in your backpack? And then, I need to go work out. Give me a beer. Come on.
Charlie Sheen, when he was working out, and Alan grabbed his water bottle, but it was gin.
Oh, yeah. welfare check, 17th Street. RP says there's a female and some small children who look like they need help changing a tire. So, come on. Those children are never going to learn.
Put your weight into it, Junior.
I know you're just a toddler, so get some help from the others.
You get enough toddlers, that tire's not going to weigh nothing.
Let's see. Misled assistance, Conoco Country Store. RP states that a driver pumped gas and left without paying over $40. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Well, that's what you get for not updating your pumps, Country Store. So just update your pumps, and they can't do that.
Ah, the good old days when people would just steal gas all the time.
Yeah, and you know, people in the store looking at you, you better come in and pay. Oh, their job. Threats, 29th Street, RP states they received a call from the listed subject, and she stated she was going to go stab someone. Oh, disposition, God. Assistance given. Oh. You know, it's just days like this, you just feel stabby.
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Yeah, she's letting other people know, so she has at least some concerns. So, let's see, threats, 29th Street, RP states her husband made comments about smothering her with a pillow when she woke up.
God, where'd the magic go?
Just an offhanded remark.
Man, first thing in the morning, I wake up and say, I really want to smother this person.
Okay. It could have been a snoring issue, too.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't know. It's, you know, there are people that you probably should call, so... Then the cop's going over to talk to the guy, I'm sure. Maybe the next day. You probably sleep with maybe with one eye open, though. You maybe want to watch out for that.
Pistola under the pillow.
Traffic stop on 12th Street. Driver warned for front headlight out. Cited for no insurance. And a UA by 11 o'clock. Disposition warning issued. You hate that on the side of the road, Russ. Now, I've done it out in the county, you know, some emergency stuff, but, you know, but never try to hold a cup or a bottle or something. So.
Hey, aim for the cup!
You know, right on Sheridan Avenue on 12th, though, you know.
Children, don't look!
It's probably gets a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Motor vehicle crash. Rocky Mountain Discount Liquors says looked like someone backed into her car back parking lot. That's a big parking lot back behind Rocky.
It is a very big parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Let's see. Motor vehicle crash at the library. RP advised her daughter backed into another vehicle on the 18th. So this was, well, a couple days later. So the daughter just said, oh, by the way, I smashed into somebody. So
don't read and drive.
Yeah. Threats, 36th Street. RP advised he received threatening texts from an unknown number. Assistance given. That probably perks you up a little bit. So, threats, 29th Street. Female making threats against her family. Disposition, unable to locate. So
didn't get what she wanted for Christmas.
Yeah. Theft, Walmart. RP thinks there's a shoplifting store currently in housewares with white sunglasses. Disposition, arrest made.
Oh, got him.
So they were stealing. So
they had a Cuisinart down their pants.
Yeah. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Donut Center. Cody people, stop threatening each other. Shop at Aldridge's instead.
And no smothering.
Please don't smother someone when they wake up. Mm. Please. And don't stab people. Okay? Just a thought.
Feeling pretty stabby?
At Aldridge's. Anyway, appreciate Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.